It's Monday. That means it's time for the Notable Networking Teleseries. I'm your host, Lisa Platt, Connections and Collaborations Coach with Business Networking Made Simple. I'm delighted to welcome you to today's call. In our previous calls, we've talked with entrepreneurs and corporate executives, each giving their unique approach to relationship building, also known as business networking. Although our guests represent different industries, they all have talked about how networking is about giving, finding out what they can do to help another person. Today, we'll learn how networking can help you get heard above the noise. Our special guest is someone I've known for about a year. She's an award-winning marketing expert and recently launched her new book. About three-quarters of the way through the call, we'll take a quick break so I can tell you about something special. Then we'll come back and wrap up. I am thrilled to welcome our special guest. She is the founder and president of Leverage to Market Associates, a company that helps organizations transform through powerful marketing performance. Her clients range from small businesses and consultants to mid-sized companies and large Fortune 500 enterprises. She is a consultant, speaker, and educator. She has been named one of the top women of influence in Silicon Valley and inducted into the Million Dollar Consultant Hall of Fame. She is the past president of Women in Consulting and was the first marketing expert worldwide certified to offer the private roster mentoring program for consultants and entrepreneurs. She has taught marketing at San Francisco State University's College of Extended Learning, University of California, Santa Cruz Extension in Silicon Valley, and West Virginia University's Integrated Marketing Communications Programs. She holds an MBA and Bachelor's of Science in Communications from Boston University. She's also a classically trained pianist and has recently released Night Songs, a CD of classical piano music. I'm very excited to tell you our guest has just launched her new book, Marketing Above the Noise. Please join me in a warm Business Networking Made Simple welcome as I introduce Linda Popke. Linda, welcome to the Notable Networking Teleseries. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you've gone through a great introduction there. I've been a marketing consultant for about 12 years. Before that, I've worked on the agency side. I've worked on the corporate side. I've seen marketing from pretty much every angle and every way of looking at it. I live and work in Silicon Valley, but I work with clients all over the U.S. and all over the world, and it's just a wonderful career and a great way to meet people, which requires that I do a lot of networking.
So talking about networking, I know you said you've been a marketing consultant for about 12 years, but about how long have you been out there creating awareness for what you do?
Well, you know, that's when I started creating awareness for me in terms of my own business, but certainly my whole career has been about who you know and how you can connect to people, and that's how you get ahead. Many women in particular, I found, think that if you work hard and you do good work, that you will get promoted. And that's what we were taught when we were younger. And it is true. You do need to work hard, and you do need to be good at what you do. And so it's necessary but not sufficient. What you also need to do is to work smartly and to know the right people and network, and more importantly, that they know you and they can find you. So to a certain degree, I've been networking my whole professional life, and certainly that was important. Now, that was important before, and it's even more important now that I'm in business for myself.
So over the years, what type of groups have you found most helpful? Not specific names of the groups, but types, like perhaps lead groups, chambers of commerce, women's groups, men's groups, groups focused around hobbies, industry-specific, special interests, faith-based, etc. What has worked for you?
What I have found to be most effective for me are professional associations, so groups that were focused around either an organization type, so for example, groups around marketing professionals, so a function like that, or a group around a particular industry, or groups that were just getting together to promote kind of a professional skill or capability. I was president of Women in Consulting, which is just a wonderful opportunity for networking. And that is a group of 400 to 500 women that are basically solo entrepreneurs and consultants, mainly around the Bay Area, but some of them from even further away. And that was a wonderful networking opportunity and a great place to meet people and to find out what they did, have make sure that they knew what you did, and to move forward. I've also found working for causes. So, for example, there is diabetes in my family, so I'm very involved with Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF, and ADA, the American Diabetes Association. But whatever your personal issue is that you'd like to be involved with, those are great places to network, and you do something that's good that you feel passionate about. So there are so many different ways that you can find organizations. And certainly there are organizations around hobbies, around interests. There are faith-based organizations. Depending what you do and what you're looking for, those may be great networking opportunities as well. I find that the professional groups are better for me. But I think what's important is that you, as an individual trying to network, need to try different things out and see what works. And that means, where do you feel that you're getting value? Where do you feel that you can offer value to others, that you fit in, that there's the programming or the event itself is of interest to you? So I would try a number of different groups and see which one you think is the most effective and where you like to spend your time.
You know, that is excellent advice, you know, trying out different groups to see what works for you. I also really like your suggestion on working on causes or volunteering to help with things that are near and dear to your heart. I've interviewed other people, and we've talked about how leveraging those social connections is a great way to network and build out your relationships. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm really looking forward to reading your book, Marketing Above the Noise. I held it. I've skimmed through it. And this weekend I'll have a chance to read it. And I'm just so excited for you, because being heard is such an important concept. But can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with the title for the book, which I do love, Marketing Above the Noise?
It's funny, Lisa, because the title so fits the book, and I wish I could tell you that from the second I conceived the book that we had the title. But we went through a number of other titles with the publisher and the branding consultant, et cetera. And we finally came to this one, and then this just seemed to fit. And as you mentioned in the introduction, I'm a classical pianist, and music is a very important part of my life. So what makes sense to me about thinking about noise is it really got me thinking in terms of musical metaphors. You know, so often in business we hear people talking about either sports or war. You know, we've got to go out and win the battle. We've got to, you know, 4-1. We've got to take it for the team. But I'm finding actually that there are great metaphors that are much more positive around music, and people can relate to this. So the idea that there is just so much noise out in the marketplace, and that's for a couple of reasons. It's so easy for anyone to do marketing today, which is the good news. And the bad news is it's so easy for anyone to do marketing today. And therefore, we're getting hit with all these messages and all these different people trying to reach us. And by the way, there are more ways they can reach us. Our mobile phones and other devices, and pretty soon we'll have wearables, we'll have Apple Watches or other types of watches. We'll have this Internet of Things, or your refrigerator will be connected to the network and tell you when it needs something. And all of those are opportunities for people to reach out and be talking to you and marketing to you, and it's just noisy. It's incredibly noisy. So really what you need to do, rather than try to talk louder and louder and get above the noise, you have to find out how to cut through and how to come up with a sound that to your audience is very positive and sweet sounding, kind of like music. And so that's the thought behind getting above the noise, because really you've got to do that. Otherwise your efforts, whether it's marketing or networking or whatever, are wasted if it just goes into that big funnel of noise and nobody can hear what you're saying.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing the story behind the title of your book. And one of the things that I really want to hone in on today that you just touched on is how we can become heard above the chatter, all the noise, and how when we're networking to have our voice heard, how can we connect the networking with our marketing?
So I think, Lisa, this is a really important point because sometimes people think networking is just going out, distributing business cards, shaking hands, you know, having a drink, moving on to the next one. It's almost like collecting badges. You know, how many cards did I get? How many people did I meet? How many LinkedIn connections or Twitter followers did I get? And it becomes sort of like a contest. And the problem is, yes, you need quantity in the sense that you need to be meeting a lot of people, but it's about quality. And number one, you need to be meeting the right people. And second, you need to be leaving the right impression. Even if you only see people for 30 seconds, a minute, that's as long as we see most advertisements on TV today are 20, 30 seconds. That's it. So our attention spans have been trained to be very, very short. And that may be all the time that you have to represent yourself and your personal brand. And you yourself have a brand. Every single one of you listening has your own brand. Now, you may not be actively managing your brand, but your brand is what people are thinking of when they think of you. It's the adjectives that come to mind. It's the image that you project. It's how you look, both physically, but also how you present yourself when you're emailing or texting, when you're online, when you're presenting yourself in video or audio, etc. So it's all of those things. And it's extremely important that you manage that so that you have the brand that you want to represent yourself. And you get out there, and when you are going out and networking, you're providing value to the other person. You're not kind of looking there saying, let me see how many people I can meet, how many business cards I can grab, and let's see, 30 seconds later, let's go on to the next person. That's not what you want to do. You want to be paying attention. You want to be providing value to the other person, and you want to be out there and helping them get something so that they, in return, think of you positively.
You know, that is really, really important, that one of the very last things that you said, that you want to add value to the other person, pay attention, and really come from the concept, what can you do to help them? And when people come from that concept, it usually comes back to what can I do to help you as well.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
you're so correct that I attend lots and lots of events, and so often I see people, as one of our other guests defined, as a power person. And that person is just somebody who just wants to meet as many people as they can, not and just kind of have this assumption of no, 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 maybe no, 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 yes, no, 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 yes, and just work a room and just basically, and I like to say that they're going around dismiss, 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 and they don't take time to get to know people, build out relationships, or even try to find out if maybe somebody's not their ideal client, but that person could be a great referral source to them. And you can find that out just by taking a little bit of time and showing interest in a person. So you gave us some really great tips about the quality of networking and leaving a right impression. And these are all things that will help us get stood out and maybe somebody would notice us or pay attention above someone else. And I think that's how we would get, one of the ways we could get heard above the noise. And I especially like what you talked about, that each of us has our own brand, that the adjectives that people use to describe us, our image, how we project ourselves, how people perceive ourselves, how we email, how we do text, how we present ourselves. And I think that's very, very important, because I think first impressions are made in about 6 seconds or 6 seconds or less these days. And as you mentioned, we just have sometimes 20 or 30 seconds to get a message across. So if you could give one or two tips on what somebody could do per se to be heard above the noise? Like a specific example? Is that possible?
Sure. And let me take it this way, Lisa. There's a couple of things. I think the first thing is, when you're in a situation where you're networking, it's not about you. It's about adding value, as I said, to the other person. So one of the first things you want to do is you want to get them talking. And you want to do that for a couple of reasons. One, because it makes them feel better. People love to talk about themselves. But number two, because what they say will give you clues as to how you should present yourself. So you may, if I were meeting you and I didn't know you, I'd say, Lisa, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do. And you would tell me about what you're doing, about Business Networking Made Simple. And I could then take what I know about myself and put it in the right framework to be of value to you. If I immediately start, well, I do this and I do that and I add this and blah, 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 and I have this kind of canned elevator speech, that's generic. And everybody knows when you're just repeating something that you've memorized and you know, it's just kind of like a trained monkey playing that back. But if I take time to talk to you and say, well, let me think about, is this something that would be of use to you? And put it in that kind of a framework, then I'm adding value to you. So a lot of this is around listening. And I talk about noise in the book. I talk about two types of noise. One is the noise that we've sort of mentioned in the marketplace with everybody out there trying to talk to customers at once. The second type of noise is internal noise or static. And static is kind of the noise that gets in between you and the receiver when you're trying to deliver a message. And it's sort of the internal noise. You know, what are you doing yourself that gets in your own way? And some of the things that get in your own way are being too anxious to get out there and talk about yourself before you understand the context. And you mentioned something a minute ago about not everybody is a good lead for you, but they could be referrals. And they could be what I call influencers. And influencers are the people who will never hire you, never get you your next job, et cetera, in the sense of being that person that you would want to work for. But they know someone, and that person may know someone, and they are very well connected. And if they tell someone to take your call or that they should meet with you, then that's going to happen. So, for example, if I know you're an influencer and I talk to you, you may tell me, Linda, you need to go talk to so-and-so, and I'd be happy to make that introduction. That's extremely valuable. And you only meet the influencers if you are not trying to kind of roll down the street and get as many leads as you can, but stopping and listening. And you also have to think, what kind of value do you provide to an influencer? Well, an influencer wants to be connected. And they may want to be connected to someone else. And so immediately you can start thinking about, I know someone I should introduce you to, because that's someone who will add value to you as well. So a lot of this is listening, a lot of it is kind of strategizing, making sure you have your message clear, but don't just offer it kind of as a recording, but try and be able to take it and customize it to meet the needs of the other person.
That is excellent advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I just want to summarize that listening is key, and that Linda talked about the influencers, that these are people who are never going to hire you, but they may know someone who is. The influencers are very well connected. So by listening to them and adding value and having a conversation, being your genuine self, this can start the process moving. And offering to help them back by listening, it just is a win-win for everyone. So, Linda, thank you so much for sharing that important information with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay. So, as I mentioned, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Linda some more. So this free teleseries is designed to share with you networking strategies and tips so you can learn what works and what doesn't. You know, being a successful networker can help you make money and grow your business, yet many people find going to networking meetings frustrating, overwhelming, or a waste of their time. Now, because I know that networking is so important for the growth of your business, I have a very special invitation for you from Business Networking Made Simple. For those of you who'd like to learn how to eliminate the stress and frustration so you can be successful at any networking event, we're offering you the gift of a 30-minute discovery session. In this session, we'll identify your biggest networking challenges and we'll identify the steps you can take that will transform your personal networking experience so that you will not only enjoy going to events, you'll soon see the results in your business. To accept this invitation and schedule your complimentary discovery session, send an email to me at Lisa, L-I-S-A, at Business Networking Made Simple, and put networking in the subject line. Again, that's Lisa at Business Networking Made Simple, and put networking in the subject line. I'll get back to you, and we will schedule your 30-minute discovery session. And because the biggest rewards come to those who take action, the first three who respond to this invitation will also receive a complimentary copy of my book, Your Personal Guide to Networking. So, Linda Popke, you have shared tons of valuable information with us today, but if you were to recommend just one thing to our listeners that you've learned about networking, what would that be?
Wow, Lisa, that's hard because there's so many things, but I think one of the key things that I've learned is never make assumptions about the person you are standing in front of or talking to based on their current circumstances. I've met people who were out of work. I've met people who appeared to be down on their luck, and you talk to them, establish a relationship, and not that long later, they were working somewhere else. Things turned around for them. They either became a good connector and connected me, an influencer, and connected me to other people. In some cases, they even hired me. So, number one, you don't want people to do that to you. But number two, assume that everybody out there can add value and that you can add value to them. And take people at face value. Don't try and put them into categories and say, hey, they're not worth it, let's move on. But try and add value to everyone that you spend time networking with.
I love that. Thank you so much.
And it's been a pleasure.
I love that you recommended to assume that everyone can add value and that everyone is worthy, and that is so true. So if our listeners wanted to connect with you or to learn more about your book, how can they contact you?
So the best thing to do is to go to my website about the book, which is called marketingabove.com. Two words, marketingabove.com, and you can find out all about the book. You can find out how to connect with me. There are free resources available. I have a weekly video series called Just a Moment for Marketing. I also do a weekly, just a quick email blurb called Top of Mind Thursday, which is just a couple paragraphs about something that's kind of interesting and fun and happening and what's going on that week that you could learn something from a business perspective. And you can find all that on my website, marketingabove.com.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for joining us. So to help summarize today, Linda shared a wealth of information, and she talked about how professional associations have been very helpful to her in her networking, as well as working on causes that are near and dear to her heart. My notes. She's talked about how networking adds value, and that when you meet people, ask questions, listen to what they say, because what they say gives you clues, and be your authentic self and have a conversation, and that listening is very key when networking, as well as strategizing, and understand that some of the people you're going to meet are influencers. These are people that won't hire you per se, but they'll be able to connect you to another person. And also, when you're talking to people, don't make assumptions based on somebody in their current circumstance, because you never know that they can, where they'll be tomorrow and how they can add value to your business or to what you're doing. And again, Linda's new book is called Marketing Above the Noise. And to learn more or to connect with Linda, please visit marketingabove.com. Linda, thank you very, very much for joining us today. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. And I will post the recording to this call. So until next time, Lisa Flatt.